Good morning, this is Myra and Brooke with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, new affirmative consent laws introduced to the Queensland Parliament are set to criminalise the removal of condoms during sex without consent. If the law passes, the act will be considered as rape and perpetrators will face the maximum penalty of life in prison. The affirmative consent model proposed to Parliament will also criminalise coercive control and allow judges to inform juries on misconceptions about sexual assault.
Today marks day two of the three-day National Housing Conference being held in Brisbane. CoreLogic's latest quarterly rental review shows Queensland rental prices have risen an additional 8.1% in the past year. Conference host Michael Fotheringham notes the importance of housing supply diversification on all levels to address the current housing crisis. Federal Housing Minister Julie Collins says the government's $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund will provide ongoing funding for social and affordable rental housing.
In national news, a merger ruling is made based on renewables for the first time in Australian history. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission names renewable generation and storage development as primary public benefit in authorisation of Brookfield's acquisition of Origin Energy Markets yesterday. The deal will still require 75% approval at an Origin shareholder vote to go through.
Gastrointestinal side effects of Ozempic are being investigated by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. The diabetes drug, currently in high demand for off-label weight loss treatments, already comes with warnings ranging from nausea to pancreatitis. However, the TGA has received three reports of intestinal obstructions that may be connected to Ozempic. A TGA spokesperson told the Sydney Morning Herald that such reports do not necessarily mean that a causal link with the medicine is established.
In international news, Russia has failed to regain two seats on the UN's Human Rights Council. The US Deputy Ambassador, Robert Wood, says re-electing Russia while it openly continues to commit war crimes and other atrocities would be an ugly stain that would undermine the credibility of the institution and the United Nations. Russia competed against Bulgaria and Albania for the two seats in the Eastern European group, gaining only 83 votes, with Bulgaria gaining 160 and Albania gaining 123. The council voted to remove Russia after the conflict in Ukraine broke out last year.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloud clearing. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.